What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. And I'm super fucking excited because I think today's a very important conversation, as they all are. But again, this is coming from my inbox conversations of just, you know, I'm kind of revamping my health and wellness business. I took a backseat. I've been taking on residual income, and that's been great. But then I had a family member go through an incredible health scare, and right in front of my face, I'm like, oh my God, I have products that can actually help him. And they are helping him. And I forgot why I got into the health and wellness industry in the first place. So it kind of revamped my passion. So I'm back out just, you know, talking to people about where they are in their health journey. Slinging some products, bitch. That's what I'm doing, slinging products. So I'm getting reintroduced to these amazing people that I haven't spoken to in quite some time, and even new people coming into my circle. And this was kind of a common conversation of just, we put ourselves on the back burner. We do. And we focus on everyone else. We use that excuse of like, I put everybody else first. And that is a lame cop out. And that's what it is. Okay. It's a lame cop out. You don't want to have to face your own shit. You don't want to become more of who you are because you're so scared. You're scared because you ended up getting hurt, making bad decisions, all the things. And you don't want to have to take responsibility for cleaning up the mess. That's the truth. That's the truth. And we're all a fucking mess. Only some of us have chosen to clean it up. Okay. And that's what I want for you. And this actually comes through the conversation of like self-acceptance. Okay. Everybody wants to have everything perfect. Everything look orderly. And I mean, if you're following people on Instagram and TikTok, then of course, right? Like you're getting the highlight reels. Everybody looks like they have their shit together. They look so fucking perfect. You look at relationships online, perfection, but shit comes out. The truth comes out. That's why I'm never going to bullshit you on the struggle. Everyday life is a struggle. And if it's not one thing, it's another. That's the truth. There's always some area of my life that needs more attention than the next. And sometimes that will be my husband. Sometimes that will be one of my kids. Sometimes that will be my job. Sometimes that will be a client. Whatever that looks like, that's what happens. Life is fucking messy. We're here for it. That's what we signed up for. Do you understand how boring life would be if we were perfect? If we were perfect, if you had nothing to ever work on, what the fuck would be the purpose of getting out of bed if life was perfect? What would you be doing different? But if you guarantee yourself that you will move the needle just a little bit every single day, you're winning. You're winning. It's just being a little bit better today than we were yesterday, right? So what I want to talk about self-acceptance, because what does it actually mean? Okay. Literally, I'm referring to recognizing your imperfections. That's it. Accepting them for what they are. I used to run from shadow work. I used to run from like having to face that stuff. I thought I had to keep this hidden with all the shame and the resentment and the guilt and all the things. And that's not how this works. So instead of condemning yourself, you can stop obsessing about yourself and you stop thinking about what other people think of you. You radically accept yourself for who you are, negative thoughts and all. And I do it. I do it. I talk about the negative thoughts that I have to work on. Like I have jealousy issues. I have judgmental issues. I look at people and I'm like, oh, why wouldn't they try? You know, like, and not in a nice way. Sometimes it's really judgmental. It's nasty. But I embrace that about myself and I work to grow. That's what we're here to do. That's all I want you to do. I want you to focus on making changes that are going to help you feel happier. And it might seem easy enough when you just talk about it, but when you do a whole self-analysis and consider the question, do I accept myself? This is where it gets fucked up because you start feeling odd. Because what does accepting yourself mean? And do you think at this moment that you're already accepting yourself as you live every single day? It might surprise you to know that self-acceptance doesn't happen automatically. Imagine that. Another thing that Brandon Lynette is telling us we should work on one little tiny bit at a time. A lot of people struggle to accept themselves for who they are. And sometimes we're talking about people who are even delighted with their lives, like people that are having, you know, a great time on the surface. they don't have that deeper relationship with themselves. And self-acceptance isn't about loving yourself. It doesn't mean that you're saying, I'm wonderful. It means you accept the way you look and the way you behave. It means that you admit that others might not like you because you're different from everyone else. People define self-acceptance as accepting themselves for who they are, regardless of their weaknesses. They believe that this is the fundamental aspect of self-love. This definition is widely agreed upon. It's the widely agreed upon definition of self-acceptance, but other people could disagree. And I want you to think about the young people around you. How often are people saying, I accept myself? It's rare. I don't have any conversation I've ever had with another woman. I don't hear this. I don't. And some people don't accept themselves because they don't understand what it actually means. They believe that it means being happy, but they don't even know what happiness means. They don't realize that self-acceptance isn't the same as happiness. Accepting yourself involves realistically understanding who you are as a person. Stop being afraid to set the boundaries of who you are as a person because you're worried about what other people are going to think about you. Toxic relationship advice 101. Are you yourself in your relationship? I was toxic about that. And now I'm me. Even when it pushes the boundaries and you know, my husband gets uncomfortable or frustrated or mad or annoyed, all the things. I am just me. When it comes to the fields of clinical psychology, researchers state that accepting yourself is the first significant step towards change. 100%. To accept oneself, a person needs to accept their inner qualities, strengths, and imperfections. They need to resist the urge to criticize themselves. What self-acceptance is not, okay, when people talk about accepting them for who they are, some people assume it means staying where you are without improving. That's a huge misconception, and that is not true. Accepting yourself doesn't mean not trying to improve. Do you understand? It means admitting your shortcomings and then proceeding with self-improvement. Of course, accepting yourself is a good first step. Absolutely. That's where I want you to start. Radical love, radical acceptance. It allows you to focus on your good qualities to feel better about yourself. It also helps you rid yourself of feelings of guilt and your lack of self-esteem. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do anything about your life. It doesn't mean resigning yourself to your fate and leaving it alone. Okay. Another red flag in a relationship, if someone says, that's just the way I am, deal with it. That's just who I am. Run, bitch. That's a very toxic statement. Okay. None of us are just who we are. We all have room to grow. And that's our whole purpose in this experience of life, is just to be a little bit better every single day. Learn the lessons and figure out how to improve upon what's happening in our present moment. It means recognizing your mistakes and then correcting them. It means being aware of your weaknesses so you can learn how to overcome them. And all of that comes from self-acceptance. What steps can you take to better accept yourself? I want you to be more compassionate about you. And before embarking on this journey, many people find themselves in a cycle of self-abuse. Okay. You're talking shit to yourself. You're in this, you know, victim mentality of just wishing that you're different, wishing your life was different. This is stressful. This is detrimental. Instead of constantly comparing yourself to other people, take the time to appreciate who the fuck you are, what your qualities are, and don't mind that you don't have the others yet, okay? You've got to be gentle with yourself when you go astray, because you're going to go off. You're going to go off. You've got to stop beating yourself up. Show yourself compassion and understanding and use your mistakes as motivation to increase your self-awareness. And then you act upon that. Love yourself more than you do now. Just like showing compassion to ourselves, a lot of people struggle to love themselves. They feel like loving themselves make them selfish, shallow, and self-indulgent. And this is the furthest from the truth. Being selfish and shallow isn't loving yourself. And being self-indulgent, I know words. Okay, I can talk. Being self-indulgent isn't loving yourself either. You do not love yourself enough if you don't treat yourself with the same respect and kindness with which you treat your best friend. And I tell you bitches this all the time. What would you say to your best friend if they were in the same position that you were in? And you know what y'all do? You look to the floor and you shrug your shoulders every time. Like, well, it's okay to say it to them, but it's not okay to say it to yourself? Come on now. Loving yourself, this is not something you're going to be able to do overnight. It would help if you built up an appreciation and understanding of who you are and why you chose to be here. Once you have that knowledge, it will make it easier to learn to love yourself. And self-acceptance, bitch, this isn't something that you can achieve instantly. It's important to learn to love yourself, even if you don't always feel comfortable doing so. It's not a matter of feeling happy with who you are and what you have. It's a matter of accepting your imperfections without feeling bad about them. And here's the paradox, okay? When you do that, you become happier because when you accept who you are, it sets the tone for self-improvement and growth. That's what we want. I want you to set the tone, okay? And I know it's hard, bitch. It's easier to talk about what we prefer to look like rather than feel content, okay? Doesn't matter. It's how we look, how we live, all of that. It's easier to talk about what we would rather have than actually be happy about where we are. And you're not alone in this. You're not alone. Many people doubt that they would be pretty content if they looked in a magazine, but most people aren't satisfied with what they see in the mirror today. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with trying to look better, trying to be better. Most of the time, we're doing these things in vain. And we're trying to achieve things that are out of our control. And sometimes we can acknowledge that we're doing the things in vain, but we don't stop. Okay, that's because accepting who we are is one of the hardest things to do. Why is it so hard to accept ourselves? It's hard because other people shape how we see ourselves. As soon as you're born, your parents, your family, they strongly influence who you become. They shape you, at least the perception of who you are from the moment you are born. The people that raise you, parents, whoever it was we interact with, and the friends we make along the way significantly influence our lives and how we feel about ourselves. Sometimes we don't even realize that other people are affecting us. We won't always agree with what others think we are, but the opinions that other people have of us matter. And this is going to cause us to think negatively about ourselves. When we go to school, this is why I homeschool because we're judged on academic performance. Not everybody's going to learn the same. Instead of getting judged by passion or personality, we're rated by test scores when not everyone's going to test the same. So this is going to impact people right away. You develop a negative view of yourself because you aren't mathematically talented. Who gives a fuck? Because you can sing like an angel, right? That's why I get frustrated with the school system, okay? But that's the thing. It's another process. It's the whole process that we're put in society as a way to make us feel inferior or depressed, especially when others seem more successful or famous. But it's important to remember that others have the right to form their own opinions of us. That's true. It doesn't mean that their views are necessarily accurate. And I will tell this to my kids 100 times over. I don't care about your test scores. I want to know that you're being a good human and that you're doing the best you can. And finding something to do that you love, right? So, how can I help you? How can I help you find a way to accept who you are in this moment? What can I help you do about it? I want you to see yourself as a work in progress. We're all growing, all learning, okay? Step number one, I don't give a fuck who you look at right now. You can go online to any social media account, go to a fucking Instagram princess. I don't give a shit, okay? I don't care how fucking perfect that life looks right now. They're a work in progress. Whether they choose to grow and learn, I don't fucking know, but I guarantee no one has made it, okay? No one. And that's okay. I want you to understand you are not alone in this process. I don't care how many people are showing you their fake bullshit life to make you feel like you're insignificant. That's not true. We're all fucking growing and learning. Same spot, okay? That's okay. Accept that and don't let it keep you from going forward if you make a mistake. Realizing that you're a work in progress rather than a perfect being is going to give you the motivation that you need to keep trying no matter what. One thing you can do is to edit your choice of words to reflect this. Change your language, and this lets you feel that there's a possibility to change. This compassion, just the word compassion keeps coming up as I'm talking right now. You've got to be compassionate with yourself, okay? We're humans, we're flawed. That's it. There's not a human here that's not flawed, okay? It's essential to know our flaws so that we don't beat ourselves up over them. If you need help accepting yourself, look at yourself through someone else's eyes. Talk to yourself as if you were talking to a friend. And I mean, eyes up, bitch, make eye contact. Okay, take a pen to paper and write down how you intend to help yourself. These things can help you focus on your positive qualities. Find friends to talk to. If you do get down on yourself, join forces with someone else who suffers the same way. I'm not saying start feeling, you know, this whole conversation because misery loves company and everybody just wants to bitch about it. No. I want you to talk with someone who wants to lock arms and move forward. Knowing that they have your back could be uplifting. I don't want this to be a relationship that's going to cause more harm, okay? Because I don't want you wallowing in your self-pity. That's it. You need to surround yourself with people who are going to encourage you to be positive. Okay? These are the people that we know life sucks. We know life gets hard, but our perspective is like we're going to fucking keep going anyway. Bitch, traumatic shit happens in people's lives every single day, and they still wake up the next day and have to make a choice. Do you give up two? Do we lose two lives for the price of one? Or do you keep going? So it's your perspective. Yes, you're gonna feel sad, but you don't just curl up and die. We have to keep going. One foot in front of the other, just do the next right thing. We don't notice how much other people influence us. It's easy to forget the power that other people have in our lives if we let them. So I want you to make it a point to be compassionate with yourself and see yourself as that work in progress. Encourage yourself to be positive. You're on social media, bitch. I know you are because everybody is. Okay. I don't want you judging and comparing yourself. I don't want you following people that make you feel like you're less than. In fact, I want you to do that's your fucking assignment. I want you to go through your social media and I want you to unfollow and block people that just don't make you feel good. Like if you're listening to this right now and you're fucking judging and you're not feeling good and you're like, fuck her, who the fuck is she? Like, bitch, I'm not going to be of a service to you. So don't listen to another episode, right? If you follow my social media and you're like, fuck her life is perfect because I never want to make anyone feel like that. And if that's your perspective, I'm no good for you. If you are looking at people and hating them for what they have, unfollow. Find the people that really do speak to you. Whatever it takes for you to find something in common with someone, you've got to lock arms with people who are willing to go the distance, willing to put in the work, knowing that they have to shift their perspective. I want you to be excited about when you wake up every day. What do you have to look forward to? What is your purpose? How can you move the needle just a little bit further? Compassion. I want you to start having some compassion with yourself. You're going to notice that you'll have a much higher regard for yourself. And then all of a sudden, no one can love you less than you love you. Imagine how much the relationships in your life are going to elevate if you hold the standard. If you choose and you hold yourself to that, like no one's going to love me less than I love myself. That's it. It's unacceptable. And that's how I live. And that's a sense of freedom. That was like a whole weight off my chest of like, no one can love me less than. That's it. I set the boundaries. I'm like, bitch, I'm here. If you want to come here, I would love that. And if you don't, I respect that. No judgment. Okay. So I love you, bitch. Let's grow together. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of ways I need to have compassion for myself. So this was definitely one of those. I've had these conversations with these women and I see this, you know, weakness in myself of like, I do it. I'm sitting here telling you to have compassion, and compassion is something that I need more than ever right now in this moment. So I hope it's a win-win for both of us. If not, I got a lot out of just being able to talk about this. So thanks for tuning in today, and I'll see you tomorrow.